Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yoma Daf Samachet Amud Bet, beginning the seventh parak, which will be the final parak, as I outlined the beginning of Masechet, of the description of the Avodah. Balo Kohen Gadol Likrot. When the Kohen Gadol now has come time for him to read the Kriyat HaTorah, Im Ratzal Likrot V'Gdevutz, he could keep on the white garments of Yom Kippur Korei. V'imav Kor B'Slit Lavan Mishalot. If not, he could wear his own white garment. Like a cloak. Chazan HaKnesset, I'll tell Sefer Torah, not only Rosh HaKnesset. So the Chazan HaKnesset, who's sort of the Shamash there, takes the Sefer Torah and gives it to the person who is in charge of the Beit HaKnesset on Har Bayit. And then, Rosh HaKnesset, not only the Skan, he gives it the Skan, Kohen Gadol, Skan, not only the Kohen Gadol, he gives it to the Kohen Gadol, Omein Mekabel. And he stands up and receives the Sefer Torah. Parenthetically, if you look at the Mishnah towards the end of Sotah that describes the Parshat HaMelech, Parshat HaKel, and the procedure, you see a similar hierarchy of handing the Sefer Torah, but it goes from the Kohen Gadol to the Melech. Here, V'korei Achrei Mot, he then reads Achrei Mot, which describes the Avodah, and then skips to Emor, which is very close by, V'ach Be'asor, and then he rolls the Sefer Torah up and holds it in his arms, V'omer, and declares, more than I've read before you is written in this Torah. And he reads the Parsha in Bamidbar, Chaf Tet, about Yom Kippur, which is in Parsha Pinchas, Ba'al Peh. We'll discuss how that happens. And afterwards, he concludes with eight brachot after the kriya, al ha-torah, ve'al ha-avodah, which we would assume is something like shotchala v'dechabira navod, ve'al ha-hoda'ah, something of thanksgiving, v'amichlat ha-avon, that God forgives us, v'al ha-mikdash v'atzman, v'yisrael v'atzman, v'yishalayim b'fnei atzman, for each of those independently, v'al ha-kohanim b'fnei atzman, v'al shor ha-tfilah. We would assume that to be shomei ha-tfilah. Haren kadok kohen gadok shukore no re parvasari safim, re parvasari safim, and re kohen gadok shukore. You cannot see this and the burning of the parvasair at the same, one person cannot see both. Not because you're not allowed to. It was far from one place to the other. And the two of them happened at the same time. Okay. Since the Mishnah said that he could wear his own white cloak and call the Kriya Lavavodahi, so it's not an Avodah. But he could wear the Bigdei Lavan of Yom Kippur. So not Bigdei Kuna. So you see that you can wear Bigdei Kuna for your own benefit, meaning even when it's not an Avodah. So Dimashani Kriya the Torah Avodahi. Now it's different because even though the Kriya is not per se an Avodah, it's for the purposes of Avodah and therefore it's okay. D'Bailan. We ask the following question. Is a coin allowed to benefit from his Bigdei Kuna? So Toshma, lo ayushin Bigdei Kodesh. Now, we see this from the Mishnah in Tami, that they would not sleep in the Bigdei Kodesh, the Kohanim. So Sheino Hudelo, that they wouldn't sleep in them. Hamei Chalachli, but they would eat wearing them. So Dilmashani Achila Tzorach Avodahi. The eating is itself an Avodah, eating the Kodeshim, Kedetani Achlu, Tanash Kupam, Raham, Lamech, Kohanim, Achlim, Abalim, Balim, Kaprim. You bring a Korban Chatat, and the Kohanim eat, their eating creates the Kaparat. And so therefore, eating is part of the Avodah. But they're allowed to walk around in Bigdei Kuna, they just can't sleep in them. The answer is Bedinu de Luchanamilo. Perhaps they really can't even walk around in them. But we needed the end of it that says Poshtinu Makaplin Menachin Tachat Roshayim. In that Mishnah we said they folded up and put it underneath their heads. Shamat Mina Bigdei Kuna Nulunamalben. So you see they could use it as a pillow. Papa Lotema Tachat Roshayim. Don't say under their heads. Alaima Kenegar Roshayim. Near their head. But in a safe place. So you can't benefit. So you see that you could keep tefillin next to your bed. If you think that the Bigdei Kuna were under their heads, typically mishum kilayim. After all, Bigdei Kuna are kilayim. Alright, the ik avnet, because one of them is the avnet, which is a combination of linen and wool. Even though you're allowed to get benefit, there's still a problem with kilayim. So it must be that the Bigdei Kuna are not directly under your head. You can't put kilayim under your head. Well, this will actually work well. Remember this discussion we had much earlier in the Masachet. If you hold that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on the rest of the year, which is Shatnez, is the same one as the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot during the rest of the year. The position of Rabbi Doso, which is that the Kohen Gadol's Avnate during the rest of the year is not the same. A Kohen Hedyot has a pure linen Avnate belt, so that Ma'ika Lememar, that doesn't prove anything. So it could be that really it's under their head and you're allowed to get benefit. And you could even argue that perhaps you're allowed to lie on Shatnez, you're just not allowed to put them over you. That really you're allowed to lie on kilaim. You got to have kilaim sheets, for instance, on your bed. You can't do it. Because maybe one strand will come above and be on top of you. So maybe they put the big dekuna underneath them. You're allowed to get benefit, and maybe they put something on top of them, so there was no concern that it would go over you. This prohibition is so severe that we say even if you put 10 mats underneath you and kilaim is underneath, you're still not allowed to sleep. It's low plug. Must be that the big day kahuna were not underneath their heads, but were near their heads, shmamina, which proves nothing about hana, about being able to be in a hana. Ravashi amali olam tachat rasheyan. So Ravashi says, no, that was really under their heads, like the Mishnah said. How are you getting benefit? Big day kahuna kashinin. The answer is that big day kahuna are hard clothes. They're not soft. For instance, he said this very hard material that they make in the city of Neresh, there's no problem of wearing it if it's kilayim, you get no benefit from it. And the same thing with Big Day Kuna. And therefore, we've proven nothing here, except that you could get benefit from Big Day Kuna in the sense of putting him under your head. So Toshma Big Day Kuna, it said behind the Medina, Asur Mikdash, Bem Shat Avon Shal Shat Avon Tav Nesh Big Day Kuna, Numa Hanopan Shmamina. But here we have it clearly. A Big Day Kuna, you're not allowed to wear outside of the Mikdash area, but you are allowed to wear around the Mikdash, whether even Shaloba Shat Avodah, because you're allowed to get benefit from them. They're your clothes. And therefore, you see, you are allowed to get benefit from Big Day Kuna, which, of course, is substantiated by the fact that the Kohen Gadol is reading, if he wants to, in Big Day Lavan. Uva Medina, lo, he's not allowed to walk around the city that way. Vatanya v'asrima chamisha v'tevet yom har grizim hu. Delo lemispeid. In Megillat Tanit, one of the days listed of days that we're allowed to, that we are not allowed to fast, is the 25th of Tevet. It's called yom har grizim. Right? What's that? Yom Shabikshu, this is the Schol Yom now explaining it. Yom Shabikshu Kutiv at Beit Elohim Alexandrus Mogdon Lahachrivon Tanolahem. That's the day that, Alexander had a request from the Samaritans to destroy our Mikdash. And he gave them permission. Let's hear the rest of the story. Bau Valdir Shimon HaTzadik. This is one of the famous Agadot of Shimon HaTzadik and Alexander. Me'asal Avash Bigdei Kunam, Tatev Bigdei Kunam, Mikrei Yisraeli Mo. So Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen Gadol, put on the Big Day Kuna and wrapped himself in them, and he took the delegates, the elders, Kochel Urbiadan, they took torches, they're all walking together all night. He got there in the morning, Mihalalu. Alexander said, who are they? Amrulo Yehudim Shemardubacha. These are the Jews who rebelled against you. Antipatres, Sachachama, they got to Antipater, and the sun came up. Faguza Baze, Alexander met Shimon HaTzadik. Alexander came off of his chariot and bowed in front of Shimon HaTzadik. What, a king like you is going to bow to this Jew? I saw an image of this Jew in front of me in my war room. Amalem Lama Batem said, why do you come? Amru Afshar Bayit Shmi Palimbo Alacha Wa Mechutchai Shlo Tachrav Yat Ucha Goyim Achrivo. Here is the Beit HaMikdash that we pray in it for the welfare of your kingdom. And you want to destroy it? You got to let these guys convince you to destroy it? Amalem Mihalalu. He said, so who are these people? Amru Lo Kutim Halalu Shomdim Lefanecha. These same Samaritans who are standing in front of you, they're the ones who are trying to convince you to destroy this house. So Alexander said, they're yours. They punctured them with the heels of their shoes, and they hung them out, and they tied them onto the horses. and they dragged them all the way up into their own temple at Har Gerizim. Kivan shigil Har Gerizim yacharashuhu zra'u karshinim. Then they plowed the entire area and they planted it with vetch. Which is what they want to do to us, we did to their mikdash. So that's why the 25th of Tevet. Now the whole point of this story for our purposes is that Shimon HaTzadik went out in Bigdei Kehuna. So you see you're allowed to wear them outside the mikdash. I said perhaps what it means was he wore clothes that were like Bigdei Kehuna. Could have been Bigdei Kehuna, but not the real ones. This was a special occasion. We needed to work for God, and therefore we could violate one of the laws. So which proves now nothing about our permission to wear Bigdei Kehuna outside of the Mikdash. Chazan HaKnesset Notel Sefer Torah. The Mishnah said that the Chazan HaKnesset takes a Sefer Torah. Shvam Nachokim Kavod L'Talmid Makom Rav. So you see, you give honor to the student in front of the Rav because they would hand to the Skan and then to the Kohen Gadol. Right, cool. Mishum Kvodo to Kohen Gadol. Not necessarily. It's a great honor for the Kohen Gadol that his assistant is getting Kohen Gadol made. And Klaus Shu Yoshev. What before that, the Kohen Gadol was sitting, and then he stood up to get the Sefer Torah. Ha'anantnan, Ein Yishiva Azara L'Machay Beit David Bilvat. The only people allowed to sit in the Azara are kings of Beit David. Shemar Malach David Vayesh L'Tnei Adonai. Can Rachista Azrat Nashim? Acham Azrat Nashim. The answer is that this entire Kriyat Torah took place in the Azrat Nashim, not properly the Azara. And therefore, sitting there is permitted. This issue of Yeshiva Beveta Be'Azara is, of course, something that's taken up in the context of the Sanhedrin and where they are located. Okay, Ve'Heichlein Mar Rav Chista. Where did Rav Chista originally make this comment about Azrat Nashim? On the following. Meitevei Tanya Heichan Korin Bo Be'Azara. Rav Lozer Ben Yaakov Mer Bahar Habayit. Where would he read? In the Azara? And Rav Lozer Ben Yaakov said, no, it was outside of the Azara. Shemar Ve'Krabo Lifnei HaRachov Asher Lifnei Shar HaMayim. In front of Shar HaMayim. This is in the context of Nehemiah, Ezra's public reading. Ve'Yom Rav Chista Be'Ezrat Nashim. So he said, which Azara was it? Ezrat Nashim. Avarech Ezrat Adonai Elohim HaGadol. Now we hear about this famous Kriyat HaTorah that Ezra had where he blessed God. My Gadol. I'm Rabbi Yosef Amrav. Shegidlo Ba'Shem HaMforash. He used the Shem HaMforash in order to make God's name great. Rav Gidlo Amar Baruch Adonai V'Yisro Min HaOlam V'Yad HaOlam. That's what he did. He said. Amar Abad Rav Dimi. V'Dilma Shegidlo Ba'Shem HaMforash. Maybe it's like Rav Yosef, the Rav said. Amarlei Einu Shem Forash Bagvulim. We don't use Shem Forash outside of the Mikdash. V'lo V'Aktiv Emor Ezra Sofer Al Migdal Eitz Asher Asula Davar. Rav Gidol Shegidlo Ba'Shem Forash. Here we have Ezra reading in on this pedestal that was done outside of the Mikdash, outside of the Azarat. And again, he says that he used Shem Forash. The answer is Horat Shaita. That was a special occasion. But it's like Hu Adonai Him Bekol Gadol. They called out to Hashem. Maya Mur. What they said? Rav Tim Rav Yochanan. Baya Baya. And Rahayda Achrav and the Mekdasha, Kala Echale, Vikatlino, the Chulat Sadiq, Raglino, the Yisrael, Me'arayon, Vadain, Merakade, Beinan. This is Ezra, and what did he say? What was it they were saying? That they said, woe, woe, right? That they're saying, this Yetzirah, this is the one that destroyed the Mekdash, just burned the temple, that killed all the Tzadikim, and, exiled us, from our land. And he's still with us. Klum Yahavin Lan Ella Likule Be'agra. Didn't you give us God? You gave us the Yetzirah, so we get a schar for avoiding him. Lo iu b'ayin for lo agri b'ayin. We're not interested in the Yetzirah or in the schar involved. Follow Pit Kavergia. So a note came out of heaven. Dahavi Katab Ba Emet. Said Emet on it. So that's God's signature. Emet. Otivatanita Tlata Yomin Utlata Levata. So they fasted for 3 days and 3 nights. Misaruhu ni'alayhu, and God handed the Yitzhar to them. Nafak ata ki gurya denuram beit kodesh kodoshim. A fire shot out of the beit kodesh kodoshim. Amar lu nabi the Yisrael. Hanu Yitzhar da Vodazara. That's the Yitzhar of Vodazara. From Ayom Rezot HaRishah, the passage in Zechariah with the Rishah leaving Yerushalayim. Bahan nafsua le yishtavi pinita mimzaya. As they caught it, piece of hair came out, or ma kolai, and it screamed out, v'azal kolai abame a parsi, and you could hear it for 400 parsi. Parsa. Murechi navi, so what should we do? Til machaz v'shalom rachem yalem in shmaya, maybe they're gonna have rachem on him, on the Yetzirah, and he'll come back. Amalu navia, shadju beduda da avra, throw him into a pot of, that's, got lead, v'chafyu lefume be'avra, and seal it with lead, da avra mishav shayiv kola, because it seals up voices. It'll keep it quiet. Shinamar, what's the pasuk? Back in Zechariah. Zot Rishav, Eshlechot HaTochah, Yifar, Eshlechot HaEven HaOfer, Telpiah. Put lead in its mouth. So since this is a good time and God is favoring us, we should also pray the Yetzer Hara for sexual immorality should be beaten. It worked. But then they realized that if they destroy that, the world would be destroyed. So they held it for 3 days. And everybody wanted a fresh egg. They couldn't find one anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. I'm Reichi Navid. What are we going to do? Niktale Kal Yalma. If we destroy the Yetzer for reproduction, then the world will be destroyed. Chickens won't give birth. People won't give birth. Nibai Rachmi Apalga. If we want to go halfway, Palgabri Kielo Yahavi. There is no halfway measures in heaven. Kachlinu La'enev Shvaku. So they blued its eye. They put rouge in its eye. And they poked out its eye and they left it. And that seemed to work. At least the people had no longer had a Yetzer Hara for incest. In Eretz Yisrael, they had a whole different take on this. What's that? Which is the line used by Moshe Rabbeinu and also Nehemiah. This connects with the following statement. Why were the people of Ezra Nehemiah called? Knesset HaGdolah, Shechziru Atara LiYoshna. They restored the crown of glory. That's how Moshe described God. The Goyim are dancing, are making noise in his Mikdash. Nobody fears God, you can't say no ra. So Yirmiyahu said, Ha'el HaGadol HaGibor. Ata Daniel when comes, Amar Nochim Ishtabdin Babinyan. The Goyim run his temple. Ayeg Vorotav. So he said, Ha'el HaGadol HaNorah. Amaftar Gibor. Amar Gibor. Atu Inu Vamru. And they said, Adu Abazui Gvurat Gvurato Shikovesh Yitzro. This is his power, that he keeps his own ability down and lets them have do that. Shonotin Erechapayim L'Rashayim. And he lets the Rishayim do what they're going to do, and he's patient with them. This is the why we fear him. If it weren't for the fear of God, then no nation how could our nation exist? But how could Yirmiyahu and Daniel change Takanat Moshe? Because they knew God is true, so therefore they refused to say something untrue about God and say that he was Gadol, Gibor, Nora, when it just really wasn't the case. And so therefore they modified the tefillah, and then Nehemiah came along and Ezra Nehemiah changed it back. Back to the Kriya. We have a sugya in Megillah. It says you're allowed to skip from one Navi to the next, but not in the Torah. So Lakasha Khan Mirteshiv Sukha, this is now asking about Achimot Amor. Mirteshiv Sika Turgaman. If it's long enough that the Turgaman short enough that the Turgaman won't finish his Targum and you'll already be at the next spot, you could do it. But if, on the other hand, people are going to wait while you're rolling to the next place, then you don't. But as the Sugya Megillah said, in the context of the ability to skip in the Navi, that's only long, short enough so that the people aren't waiting and the Turgaman's not finished. So you're not allowed to skip in the Torah at all. You're allowed to skip in the Torah as long as it's in the same matter. This is both Yom Kippur. In Navi, two inyanim. Here is self support. You're allowed to skip in the Torah from one inyan to within one idea. And Navi from one idea to the next. But in no case you're allowed to skip while you're rolling, people are now waiting because the Turgaman is finished. You have to remember that they would translate after each pasuk to translate into the vernacular. You're not allowed to skip from one Navi to the next, but you're allowed to do so in Treyasar, as we do, for instance, on Yom Kippur, when after reading Yonah, we skip to Micha. You have to go in order, which is why the Minhag on Shabbat Shuvah and many Batei Knesset is to go Hoshea, then Yoel, then Micha, which is in order. Why do we not have him take out a second Sefer Torah and read from Bamidbar? So the people shouldn't say the first Sefer Torah was Pasul. This is, of course, Halacha L'Maaseh. Why doesn't he roll it? Out of respect for the Tzibur, we don't roll the Sefer Torah but Tzibur. And that's why we always have to bring out two or three different Sefer Torah if we're reading from two or three different places. Bring another Sefer Torah. It'll make look the first Sefer Torah look like it's no good. Because then you can make a new bracha and the new reading unnecessary. For the first idea, meaning that the first Sefer Torah is going to look bad. Rosh Chodesh Tevet Shechal Yot B'Shabbat Mvin Shalosh Torot Shabbat Chanukah Rosh Chodesh. You bring out three Sifrei Torah. Korin Achat Pinyan Oshel Yom V'Achat Rosh Chodesh Tevet V'Achat Shal Chanukah. You read in each one, and therefore you're not concerned that people are going to think, oh, the earlier one was Pasul. The answer is Lata Gavit Lata Safri Lake of Pgama. If three different people are reading in three Sfarim, there's no Pgam, no concern. Chad Gavit Rosh Sifrei. But if you have one person, he switches Sifrei Torah, Ikap Gama, then we have a concern. People will think the first one is found to be wanting. Okay, Baruch Adash Vonu Baruch Hu Tanur Banan Al Torah Meaning Kedarsh Rachim Bet Knesset Meaning Al Noten Torah Al Avodah Ve Al Avodah Mechilat Avon Ketikna Al Avodah is Shodcha Leben Chavir Al Avod Tov Shemcha Al Chanadot And Mavir Shvotenu Etc. Kedarsh Vnei Atzman Al Kodim Vnei Atzman Yisrael Vnei Atzman Al Shara Tfilah. Let's skip Yerushalayim in this version. Tanur Banan Shara Tfilah Rina Tchina Bakasham Fanech Lamcha Yisrael Shetchin Lehivashem V'chotem Meshamea Tfilah. That's the Nusach. At that point, everybody bring out their own Sefer Torah. So it would be like a big festival. In other words, why the Mishnah have to say that it's not because you're not allowed to watch the two of them, it's because you just physically can't see them, because temporally they're at the same time and spatially they're far away. Because we would have thought to follow Rosh Lakish, who said, and therefore, since the big mitzvah is to be there during Kriyat HaTorah, you're not allowed to leave it to go to the other one. Kamash Palan, that's not the issue. The issue is simply one of proximity. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with the continuation after the Kriyat HaTorah here we are on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.